The Gemara says, Mesechta the Brachos, the Vav Amud Aleph. Abba ben Yamin Omer. Abba ben Yamin teaches us, Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas, el beis haknesses. The tefillah of a person is only heard in a beis haknesses, shenema lishmoya larina vela tefillah. B'mokim rina sham tei tefillah. The place of rina, that's where tefillah should take place. And continues the Gemara, Omer Ravim Barav Ado Omer Rav Yitzchak. Menayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Bebeis HaKnesses. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is found in the Bebeis HaKnesses? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. From here we see that there's a special significance to davening in a Bebeis HaKnesses. The question, however, that comes up, is that significance of davening in a Beis HaKnesses only when there's a minyan in the Beis HaKnesses? Or is that even when there is no minyan davening, there's still a point to daven in a Beis HaKnesses? The Torah and Ayur Chaim Simen Tzadik teaches us, Lo yispal odom el a Beis HaKnesses imat tzibur. So the Beis Yosef in Divrei Hamas Goloi says it seems that the Torah's opinion is that only by tefillah b'tzibur is there a point to davening in a Beis HaKnesses. But if you're not davening with a minyan, there is no special point in davening in a Beis HaKnesses. However, Rabbeinu Yoina, quoting the Gaonim, says that even if you're davening b'yechidus, there's a point in davening in the Beis HaKnesses. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in the Sefer Chashukei Chemet says that this question, is there a point to daven in a Beis HaKnesses even if there is no minyan, is really connected to a machloikis in the Yerushalmi. He says the Yerushalmi in Masechta Brachos Perek Hei Halacha Aleph says Amar Rabbi Yochanan HaMispal B'toch Beisoy, if somebody davens at home, it's as if he's surrounded by a metal wall. And there's two pshatim. One pshat is the tefillahs can't penetrate that metal wall. Another pshat is that he has nothing to be worried about. He's protected and his tefillah is heard. Says the Gemara further in the Yerushalmi, Machva Shitzu de Rabbi Yochanan Taman. Isn't this an opposition to where Rabbi Yochanan said elsewhere, Amar Abba Amar B'chi B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tzoruch L'odom L'spal B'mokm Shem Yuch L'tfilo? V'choy Amar Chayn. Ask the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere that you're supposed to specifically daven in a place that's set aside for davening. And here it says it's fine to daven at home. Answers the Gemara, Kam b'yochid, kam b'tzibur. And the Pnei Moshe explains, if you're davening b'yechidus, daven at home, so you could concentrate at least without any interruptions. If you're davening b'tzibur, daven in a Beis HaKnesses. Continues the Gemara there. Repinchas b'shem Reboishia, Hamispal beis haknesses, somebody who davens in a beis haknesses, kilu makrav mincha tahira. It's as if he brings a carbon mincha. Ma tam, based on what does he say that? Kashiviu b'nei Yisrael, because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kashiviu b'nei Yisrael as a mincha b'kli tahor beis Hashem. When is it considered like it's as if it's a mincha when you bring it to Beis Hashem? Rabbi Avuah b'shem Rabbi Avuah dirsha Hashem b'imatzu eichen hu matzu, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu found? About the knesios, about the drushes. Crow b'yos hakarav eichen hu karav, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu karav, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not clear, near and close, in a Beis HaKnesses. And continues the Gemara there. Amar Yitzchak by Reb Elazar, V'loy oid, El Shalkeim, Oymen El Gabon. Somebody davens in a shul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing next to him. Shenemar, my tama, Elokim Nitzav Badas Kael, Bekerev Elokim Yishbait. So it seems, says the Cheshuki Chemed, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're davening b'yichidus, without a minion, there is no point necessarily to daven in a basic knesses. On the contrary, there may be an advantage in davening at home, where you could at least maybe concentrate better, whereas the other opinions, Rav Pinchas, Rav Avua, are of the opinion that it's always better to daven in a shul. The Rambam says, Tfilas Atzibur Nishmas Tomit. V'loyisbal B'yochid, says the Rambam, a person should not daven. This is in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tfila, Halacha Aleph. Tfilas Atzibur Nishmas Tomit. You should always daven Tfila B'tzibur. V'loyisbal B'yochid, Kozman Shiyochel Spalam B'tzibur. We have the opportunity to daven B'tzibur, don't daven B'yachidus. A person should always try to get to the Beis HaKnesses. A person's tefillos are only heard in the Beis HaKnesses. But the question is, what does the Rambam mean when he says tefillos neshmas el Beis HaKnesses? Does it mean even when he's davening b'yichidus, or only when he's davening b'tzibur? So the Lechem Mishnah says, so the Mishnah clearly says that the opinion of the Rambam is that you should daven a Beis HaKnesses even if you're davening b'yichidus. And so is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, Oy Rechayim Simon Tzadik Siftes, V'kein Imnenes V'lo Yispalol, if you couldn't daven together with the tzibur b'minyan, you should daven in a shul. And the Mishnah Berurah says, why? Because the Beis HaKnesses is a mokum in Sifkot Lamed Gimel, because the Beis HaKnesses is a mokum kavua l'kedusha, v'tfilosai miskabelis shem yoyser. That's the place where the tefillah is always more accepted. He does, however, say that if the person that we're speaking about is a Talmud Chacham, and there's going to be a Chilah Hashem if he's going to come to daven in the Beis HaKnesses b'yichidus late, then he should daven better at home b'yichidus. Moreover, if he's davening b'yichidus anyway, and he feels he's going to have better kavana at home than davening in a Beis HaKnesses, so since he's anyway davening b'yichidus, so he should daven in the, then he could daven at home, as is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that was quoted in the Yerushalmi. Moreover, if the person will, on the other hand, that doesn't mean that if a person has the option of davening b'yichidus at home, where he'll think he has more kavana, or davening b'minyan b'tzibur, of course he should daven b'tzibur. We can't make up and say, well, since I think I'm going to have more kavana by davening b'yichidus at home, then I should daven b'yichidus at home. Tefillah b'tzibur takes precedent. Also, I saw the Paiskim say that, let's say, the Shulchan Aruch clearly teaches us that even if you're davening b'yichidus, you should try to daven it in shul. So let's say in the Beis HaKnesses in your neighborhood, when you come to daven b'yichidus, the shul is being used for learning, for a shir, and you can't learn in the shul, but you can learn in one of the side rooms, or you can learn it in a hall leading up to the shul. So the Paiskim say that since those rooms are at times used for davening tefillah b'tzibur, when there's a need, even on a regular basis, so that already accomplishes what the Mishnah Berurah just taught us a moment ago. It's a makom kvua l'kedusha, and therefore, even if you're going to come to shul to daven b'yichidus, you're not going to daven in the regular shul, you can daven in one of the side rooms, it's still appropriate to do so. So we've learned all these various halachas. How does this come to Masechta Zvachim? So we learned in Masechta Zvachim on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah discusses the situations where Olu Lo Yeredu, that if something was put on the Mizbeach that shouldn't have been on the Mizbeach, Lo Yeredu, don't remove from the Mizbeach, and the situations where Olu Mizbeach, that items that were put on the Mizbeach that don't belong there, Yerdu, should be removed from the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah uses a very interesting terminology. Kol Shimon Omer, Kol Shibasula Bekoidish, HaKoidish Mekabloi, Loya Yipsula Bekoidish, and HaKoidish Mekabloi. So the Tzlach says that this statement said in our Mishnah is referring to the halacha that we are discussing here in our shir. Kol shepsula b'kodesh, even if there's a psul, there's a deficiency. You're not davening b'minyan, but the deficiency is b'kodesh. You're doing it in a makom kodesh. You're doing it in the Beis HaKnesses, HaKodesh Mekabloi. Then b'diavad, it will still be, the tefillah will be mekubal. Kosh ain't psul b'kodesh, but you're not doing it, you're not davening this deficient davening in the kodesh. You're davening this deficient davening at home, and the kodesh mekabloi, that tefillah will not be accepted. And he goes on to explain, because when you're in a Beis HaKnesses, even if the tefillah is not the appropriate tefillah, still what you're accomplishing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this person took the trouble of coming to me. And therefore, since this person took the trouble of coming directly to approach me, I'm going to be more open to his tefillah versus a person who doesn't come directly to approach me.